And it's been a big morning. Sam nearly won the $1 million. We'll be back again making millionaires in Melbourne tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. But it's been a big, as we said, few days for you, Fev. Your bronze statue is now in Webb Street, Narre Warren, celebrating you.
Looks so good.
And now we welcome to the studio Luke Sayers, Carlton president, the Carlton
big
Football
dog.
Club.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Luke, you have a big night tonight. It's the Carlton Hall of Fame ceremony at the Crown Palladium. 1,000 people attending.
Yeah, fully sold out. It's going to be a special, special night.
It is. Now, could you tell Melbourne why tonight is going to be particularly special for a member of our team?
Yeah, no, look, thanks for having me on this morning, because it is a special day for all people Carlton. And we did hear a rumour that something had been put up in Webb Street out in Narre Warren, and we thought we could do a little better than that. So, look, when you talk about Fev and you talk about the great man, you know, he played 204 games, 187 were at Carlton, and he went on to kick the third most goals for our club, 575. More than 1,200 players have pulled on the navy blue jersey since the club formed 160 years ago, and only 82 have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's my absolute privilege and honour on behalf of the Carlton Football Club, Fev, to publicly congratulate and acknowledge what you did for so, so many Carlton people and fans and the football community in general. So, mate, on behalf of the Carlton Footy Club, we are inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah!
You're going to make me cry again. Thank you. God. When I spoke to you, you rang me, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
And we're having a chat, just because we're mates.
Yeah.
And we're just having a chat about, you know, the beach house and you were at Red Hill and we're talking about wines and... And he's like, oh, I've actually called you on a Carlton Footy Club behalf. And I was like, oh, God, they're going to get me back to coach or what do they want? Like,
settle down, all right? Settle down.
Jesus. And then he said,
she look out.
And then he said, I was getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. And I think I cried.
You did.
I didn't know. Mate, this is by a big stretch, like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my footy career, to be inducted into a club where... You walk through the halls of the old Heatley stand and you got all the old players. And I was just a 17-year-old kid with a pimple face, had no idea from Nazawaza. And then now to be inducted as one of those greats. I don't even know what I said to you. I think I messaged you about 2 hours later once it sunk in.
Yeah, well.
And because I didn't know what I said. I'm like, I don't know what I said to you, bro. I was trying to find the text, but I can't find it.
For people who know Fev well, it's very rare that you have just dead silence.
Yeah.
And there was dead silence.
Yeah.
And then there was, are you joking? Is this serious? And, you know, it's absolutely serious. And for you and Alex and the family and for so many fans that you've inspired, number 25, you brought so much joy, mate. So much joy.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I am the greatest 25 ever to don the jumper, and Jezza was obviously number two.
This is bigger to you than being in the Italian team of the century.
Yes, it is. No, it is such a great honour, and obviously tonight's going to be great. You know, I rang my, obviously told Alex and the girls, they all cried, because the girls don't think that I was any good, because they got to that, they were young.
Yeah.
And now they think, oh, Charlie Kerno is so much better than you, and the Carlton Footy Club's better than what you ever were, and I'm like, shut up, kids, watch the highlights. So hopefully tonight they'll get that. And Alex was really upset, but I rang mum and dad separately, obviously, because they're not together. And I don't think I've ever heard or seen mum cry with like that emotion, and dad. So it's a really special night for them. We're all going. I can't wait. So I just don't want any repeats of the Brownlow. Okay.
On the beers with the microphone at Crown. You'll be right.
It is a great honour, and thanks, Luke, for coming in. It was really hard to keep a secret too. I know Cookie nearly dropped it in front of Josiah when we were having ice cream a couple of weeks ago down in Port Melbourne. I'm glad you didn't announce it earlier, because we probably would have had to do it 3 nights in a row, because we would have sold out the Palladium three times.
There we go. He held back for a couple of minutes.
Sorry, Taylor Swift, there's a bigger show.
MCG, you mean?
But do you know, even to give a perspective, as one of Fev's friends, who over the last, we've been working together 9 years, and I remember when you started on the show, And any time we were talking about Carlton, or maybe talking, maybe we'll talk to someone at Carlton, you were genuinely like, no, they don't like me. They won't want me. They don't want me there. And I, so as his friend, to see, no, they do. Yeah. They love you and they're celebrating you. It is such a, an incredible moment. And, you know, I can see how obviously honoured and touched you are. But not only that, think about the Carlton fans around Melbourne. Oh, we forgot somebody's called through. It's actually Jack from Carlton. Are you there, Jack?
I'm here. Hello, Fev. How are you?
Little Jack.
Jack Silvani.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Thanks, brother. Now, it's quite fun. I love that Jack's called through because for a long period of my footy career, Jack, I think I was your favourite player. He used to come in, and obviously his dad, Stephen and Serge, great Carlton people. You know, his dad was a team of the century AFL fullback. And Jack used to come in before I'd run out to play, and he'd kick the footy with me. So I'd kick all the balls to him before I ran out. And I think Jack used to think if I played well, it was because of him. And then I used to think because I kicked it with Jack that I played well. So it became like a superstition that we'd kick the footy together. Isn't that right?
That is right. And mate, there's some of my fondest memories growing up. I remember Nuno taking me down to the rooms, and I did. It was something I hung my hat on as a kid that if you played well, I kicked the ball well to you. And if you didn't, it was my fault. So, I think as a fan growing up, you provided so much joy in what was a particularly difficult time for the club. So on the behalf of not just the players, but the fans as a whole, I want to extend my sincerest congratulations to you, mate. It's a massive honour. It's well deserved. So I'm so happy for you. Well done.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you on the golf course.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Jack.
Not for a while, though.
I know. How's the knee?
It's getting there. I'm only a month post-surgery, so it's all right.
Yeah, we'll have a beer then.
Yeah, works for me.
Jack Silvani, thank you for calling through. Not the only one. Someone else is quite excited from Keilor. We've got Ange Favola.
Oh, we've got the translator.
Are you there, Ange?
Hello.
Ange, the father of the now Carlton Hall of Famer. How does it feel, Ange?
Very unexpected, but congratulations, Brendan. That's well deserved for what you've done for footy. You definitely deserve to have something like this under your name.
Thanks, Ange. Do you reckon the AFL's next, or?
Yeah, I wouldn't count your chickens before the hatch, mate.
All right, Ange, we'll see you later on at Crown.
Yeah, and we will definitely have a beer together. Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful night it's going to be.
Two footballers on the beers at Crown.
You've got more to share?
Just to also call out, not to take anything away from the great man, but we're also inducting two others into the Hall of Fame tonight. Jack Carney, who played between 1936 and 41, and Neil Chandler between 1968 and 74, and both have passed away, but will be represented by their families tonight. So three legendary Carlton people.
And it's such an amazing night. I've been to a Hall of Fame before. Never thought that I'd be part of it. And I also think there's a couple of life members that will be announced tonight, which will be amazing. All the players will be there, all the Carlton people. So it's going to be a pretty special night, Boxy. So
it will be.
I'm looking forward to
and
it.
And will you be on the show tomorrow is the big question.
Oh, physically?
I will not be here tomorrow.
Let's check your rows. Congrats, Fev. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it, mate.